the chimes of the times, and the music for your soul. Your kind of radio. This is FM 98.5.
The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, Canada's only gothic mainstream radio program, and only found on FM 98.5.
Warning. The following program may include songs and programmer content containing strong coarse language, sexual references, and possible religious or political critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
This is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft.
We have passed from hour one into hour two of The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR, my dear night bebes. I am the overseer watching over all who are sleeping, as well as those out there working the graveyard shift, trying to make a living, those mortals known as my gravelings. I am Madame Tamara Ravencroft. And next to me here at Ravencroft Lair is my flashy electrical zap ball of zap happy fun, unless she gets herself in a pranky wanky mood. Here is Eva, my fey companion. Say hello, my dear Eva, and try not to zap anyone with your pranky compulsion, all right?
Hey, that's not fair. I don't use my augmented ascended wisp, nor my battle fairy abilities when I prank. I know just how dangerous they can be if I unleash them. Merlin has trained me when and where to use them, after what happened to you.
Try telling that to Celine.
Listen, that was a few years ago. Had I known that was Celine, or even a werebeast, I never would have zapped her. Besides, you told me to look out for you, and that is exactly what I did.
I lighten them up like a firework?
Can we drop it okay? I told Celine I was sorry. She accepted my apology. End of the incident.
Sorry, it's my fey pranky wanky nature to bring up the past.
Got me on a technicality, didn't you?
You've been owned.
I hate you.
Payback is a bitch.
I'm not sure I like you being a magicker fey vampire tribred. It's like I'm competing with another clever as myself fey.
Okay, truce then.
A truce is fine with me.
Taking us out of the last hour, we heard more new song drops from the likes of Hamburg, Germany's electronic industrial rock band, Rottersand. Signed to the Metropolis record label, Sexiness of Slow, from off their 2025 album, Don't Become the Thing You Hated. Then came dark pop electro-punk band, Tralalas, from Denmark, with their 2025 Anos Records label digital single, Winter on the Vine. Next came a good friend of the Dark Side, Berlin, Germany's dark wave, dark electro, goth rock duo, Radar Field, with their just-released, self-released 2025 digital single, Seance. Then, and in the past hour, with a band referred to me by my fellow 98.5 CKWR radio programmer friend, Coral Andrews. We finished up with Frenchie and the Punk, from New Pulse, New York, and Like a Dream, from their 2024 self-released album, Midnight Garden. Launching into our second sixplex evening, we shall hear the terrific talents of Second Still, Echo Barrel, Lebanon Hanover, The Virgin Prunes, and The March Violets. This week's Secret Cellar selection features a band which I saw and met in person when me and Rob Daniels were in Grand Bend a few weeks back to take in a concert. A concert that didn't get to finish all the way through, as a thunderstorm was approaching from the west, way across the waters and the far horizon of Lake Huron. It took that storm cell about 20 minutes to hit us and the beach, from horizon to menacingly cruise on above us. Regardless, the concert was great. The band who I am talking about hails from Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and is a favorite of Rob's sister, who hooked me into listening to their early works as the band Leave Those Kids Alone. Today, they are all grown up and have not only changed their name, let their look style and have come out with their first all-original music, which dropped in May of this year. Consisting of brother-sister duo Alex on guitar and Addy on drums, they are well paired with two mighty handsome bandmates, Luca on bass and Lewis manning the keyboards. Who this quartet is? Wow. You'll just have to wait to find that out. If you haven't picked up on my clues, which I just gave you, would I see this band again? In a heartbeat. Would I go back to Grand Bend? We already have plans to do so within the next month or so, before summer's end. I so love Grand Bend Beach. Plus, I still have to break in my gothic monokini I just got. I'm the Mistress of Shuttles, Madame Tamara Ravencroft, and we shall be back in 30 minutes' time here on The Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR.
The river ran cold like the steel. Tu veux jouer avec moi ? Est-ce que tu veux jouer avec moi ?
Comes to the gothic and spooky, well, that's for Madame Ravencroft to handle on the dark side.
The gothic vampire empress adores hearing from you, darklings. Madame Ravencroft can be reached by email at madameravencroft@gmail.com or on Facebook under the radio fan page, The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, or her personal profile page at Tamara Ravencroft, bracket, The Gothic Empress. Past episodes of The Dark Side always can be found at visionsinsound.ca.
Do you feel like much of Waterloo Region feels about Danny Bailey? If not, let's show you the way with his grand presence. Mondays through Fridays, noon until 3 p.m. on Classic Rock Afternoons. Here on FM 98.5, the sound of the region. This is Classic Rock FM 98.5, the sound of the region.
Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, Mix 98.5.
She said, "Seek her, save." the sex beat stutters all night long. See the change in a strange man's eyes. Feel the tension, memories so intense. Crystal walls shut up the bed.
Money, love, money, love, money. Lights, lights, away.
I am the Gothic Vampire Empress, Madame Ravencroft, and welcome back into the Dark Side on 98.5 CKWR. We began our second hour launching into our secret song selection with Canadian band Ultrasonic and The Other Side, which is found on their premier pop rock 2025 album, Mach 1, released on the Good Lady Records label. Alex, Addy, Luca, and Lewis, I wish you continued success on your musical venture into the future. Next time we meet, I've got to get your premier CD, Mach 1, and have you all sign it for me, please. Do we have a deal? Following Ultrasonic, we carried on with LA post-punk cold-wave band Second Still and a selection off their 2017 Manic Depression album, Second Still. We heard Recover from them. Then before a station break, on Paris, France, we had Echo Barrel with Apparition from off their dark wave gothic rock post-punk 2019 Swiss Dark Nights album of the same name, Apparition. We then carried on with cold wave dark wave goth rock post-punk duo Lebanon Hanover of Sunderland, England with Babes of the 80s, which can be found on their 2016 Fabrica Records maxi single Babes of the 80s. Next came a band signed on to the Rough Trade record label. From Dublin, Ireland, we had goth rock post-punk band The Virgin Prunes with Decline and Fall from their 1982 album, If I Die, I Die. Then we finished our long musical playlist with Leeds, England's The March Violets and Lights Go Out, found on their Jungle Records 1993 goth rock compilation album, Botanic Verses. Escorting us out, we have four bands signing us out for the week. Starting the last playset will be Toronto, Ontario, dark wave, goth rock, hip hop band, Johnny Hollow, and Devil's Night, No Country for Old Men remix, radio edit, found on their self-released 2014 EP, Devil's Night Remixes. Followed with goth rock band, The Wake RSV, and Storm Is Coming, the Brazilian remix, from off their 1991 Shadowplay Records album, The Noti. Our final two musical pieces come from our AI band corner of the show. We have Nocturnal Records' goth rock AI band, Thorns for Roses, and their 2025 digital single, Rhythm of Fade, available for purchase on the Civril.com website, spelled CYVRIL.com. Then finishing up with Bloodstained Reverie and their self-released 2025 gothic metal digital single, Crimson Bath. No news yet by Darklings on if these musical masterpieces from Bloodstained Reverie will be available for purchase. However, much but not all the music I play here on the Dark Side can be found on Bandcamp.
It's time for your wise words of wisdom, Lady Ravencroft.
Yes, it is. Today's Ravencroft wise words of wisdom is this. When it comes to liberty, we can agree it's precious. When it comes to freedom, I'm sure that we are also on the same page. It's equally as cherished. However, when it comes to liberty's defense and maintenance, today's democratic societies, even though citizens in communist nations, seem to not have the stomach for safeguarding democracy, I'm sadly observing. It's as if they are purposely shying away from upsetting the apple cart, from making excuses for not going after obvious lies concocted by secret authoritarian politicians over their actions or that of their leader or party, to outright dismissing actions done by these corrupted political individuals when they originally started to game the system through gerrymandering of states and buying out Supreme Court justices, like in the United States. Even the people who must have known that when they knowingly or stupidly unknowingly elected tainted politicians who obviously possessed sinister secret agendas. The people failed to prethink and deeply contemplate what electing a tampered with politician would do to their so-called nation and the laws and constitution which governs them. Liberals and independent voters who are too frightened to engage in violence via a civil war so as to keep their precious democratic society secure, as those radicals from the right-wing conservatives did when they attacked the American Capitol on January 6, 2021. They were not afraid to push their agenda, whereas liberal and independent Americans allowed authoritarians to creep up on them and swamp them. Today, they look at themselves in the mirror of scrutiny and are content to look blankly back at themselves, like a deer in the headlights, a compulsion demonstrated by much of today's Gen Zs, who will suddenly break into a Gen Z stare, unsure, without a clue on what to do. Dictators count on this societal apathy, for they know the true psychology of today's people, in which they have control over the nation. They rule with an iron fist. They know the people within the nation will not oppose them. In my psychological studies into global societal mindsets, I believe the current state of apathy held by most citizens in democratic or communist societies to avoid fighting for their freedom and liberty across this planet is true. I challenge you to prove me wrong. I believe that if you do not fight for what is important, then you shall lose it when the right corrupted leader takes control. And if they are already in control, their dominance by that leader is absolute if nothing is done to usurp them. If you do not defend and keep intentions threatening the nation's liberties and freedoms secured, you give into chaos. When you do this, then you show that you never really wanted democracy or the freedom and liberty that it bestows upon the populace. Are they content to be ruled by a dictator of malice? Or are they simply highly apathetic? Or are they scared and do not know what to do or what they must do? Do they wish to be ruled and treated as mortal livestock to be done with by the whims of their dictator overlord, which in democratic nations they stupidly allow to be elected into power and should have known better to elect populist right-wing political radicals? Former American President Barack Obama is exactly right. Even today's democratic principled lawyers and judges are willing to bend the knee, handing over their power and that of the Constitution onto the current dictator of power in Washington, D.C. Two other men were also deathly correct here. One mysterious individual once said, "When fascism comes to America, it will be wrapped in the flag and carrying a cross." Another man, one Benjamin Franklin, also said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Today, that context would be rewritten to read, "Those people protected of their personal liberty should be ever delightfully mindful to think twice, to spend of themselves to dive into deep critical thinking, to be ever cognitively intuitive to the dangers and threats posed to them by political interlopers, tricksters who deliberately aim to eradicate liberty, freedom, and safety from those who pose a threat to them." These populist political criminals want to keep liberty for themselves, not for thee, the people. The people control them. They want to reverse that power. They wish to control the people in all aspects, just like what is done in today's communist nations. Who needs devils to corrupt us and our children when we as a collective society already do that task exceptionally well when we fail to think about the consequences of our actions, even political actions with whom we elect? If we wish to keep devils away, then stop inviting them into your home, meaning into our nation, or into houses of power, from the judiciary, schools, and most importantly, into political centers. It's not hard to find these devils. They're the ones trying to take rights away from people, the judges, the media, and other checkmarks looking out for liberty and freedom that impacts the greater people of the nation. When dictators and their cultists pursue chaos and the termination of liberty, that it is a red flag and siren going off at the same time that the people need to take serious heed of. The Oracle has spoken. As I kept on saying, I shall continue saying, keep battling your nightmares plaguing you in the dreamscape as well as within our physical realityscape while awake. Keep being nice to others who are kind to thee, please, my dear darklings. I am Madame Tamara Ravencroft, sending everyone on the other side of this mic my most warmest Vampirica kisses. To all Wiccans and Gobs tuning in, blessed be and bright blessings. My dear Hunt Bear, I've got a hankering for pizza and hickory sticks. Let's have some, shall we please? My night bebes, keep on staying sinfully delicious. From the dark side, I shall be forever watching. Ciao.
Incidental music for The Dark Side was composed and performed by Bear McCreary, Mark van der Mullen, Lorena McKennett, and Lupus Nocte.
press against a mountain window pane. Let me in. It's 3 a.m. and there's an angel knocking at my door.
To the dark side with Madame Ravencroft.
Take the drive, the afternoon drive, with Coral Andrews, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. here on Classic Rock FM 98.5.
Even aliens love us. You're listening to Classic Rock FM 98.5.
falls like snow, and I don't feel a fall below. I tried to cry, but nothing came. Just ice and silence in my face. Your shadow pressed against the glass. I watched it fade, I let it pass. I remember the sound of you breathing. Now it's only the pulse in my head. I say your name to keep bleeding, but the echo comes back dead. A cigarette, the taste of sleep, the bed remembers, but not too deep. Your voice, the bruise beneath my skin, still waiting for something to begin. You were the never really real, were you? Oh, baby, I was never warm enough. Maybe, maybe I've been too much. Or maybe I was just too cold to touch. Thank you.
good time forgets, my lips untouched by death's regrets. Pale as marble, cold as grace, I wear their silence upon my face. Crimson bath, youth reborn, in drops of sin my soul is sworn. Crimson bath, beauty divine, I drown in blood and call it mine.
Crimson bath, eternal.